You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Ladies and gentlemen, what's popping? What's going on? We are reporting live from Detroit, Michigan. We are Levels Podcast coming to y'all live and direct. I just want to introduce, my name is Keith Anderson. We got Austin right over here. Hey. And oh my gosh, Deja Vu is in the building.
You finally got it
She
right.
in the building. Shout out to,
listen. How nice.
In this episode one, I got it right on the first try. Look at that.
Perfect.
One take Drake. You know what I'm saying? So look, we are coming live and direct with y'all. You know, we want to get this first episode popping. So, Deja, you want to go ahead and introduce our topic so we can get to going for these people?
Yeah, so our first topic that we would like to actually take some time out to discuss with you guys is blood. Is it thicker than water? Is blood really thicker than water? And the meaning behind that. So normally, you know, blood is thicker than water normally means family over everything and over everyone. But have we ever really stopped to think that maybe it's based on the bond that you have with that person? Meaning, I don't know, maybe your best friend could be more like your sister than your actual sister. Or maybe your sister could actually be that dominant one, and you guys have that stronger bond over anything, and you guys are a family. Does blood really make your relationship stronger? Would your sister on a day-to-day, would that person be your friend if you guys weren't related? Or vice versa? With your brother, would you kick it with your brother if he was just if he just wasn't related to you at all? So, we can start off right there if you want.
Let's dive right into it.
All right,
go for it, Keith.
Listen, So when it comes to family and relationships and bonds, I'm a firm believer that, you know, you can't choose your family. Your family is who you come here with.
Mm-hmm.
But
Correct.
At the same time, the huge determining factor in all of it is just like, how willing are you to make that relationship work? Because mm-hmm. the thing is like, family is going to be with you more than almost anybody. So your family going to see your flaws. They're going to see your imperfections. Mm-hmm. They're going to see like, damn, man, why you be, bro, you don't need to flush the toilet every time. Like, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? Little stuff like that. They'll see that. And it's like, they'll look at you a little different versus like your friends. They don't see all the behind the scenes. They don't see the dirt. So all it's right. like, even though the bond might not seem as strong, is it more so because they see your faults? Or is it more so because, you know, the friends are just there ride or die with you through the whole thing?
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right. Big facts.
I mean, to be honest, so again, I agree. Family are technically the first people that you get to know, that you get to interact with
mm-hmm.
before you actually meet with the outside world. That's in school, that's with friends, associates, hell, girlfriend, boyfriend type of deal.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And so they're the first people to technically get to know who you are and who you become. And sometimes family can have a preperceived notion in their mind where, you know, you'll always be that type of person. Like,
mm-hmm.
you will never grow, you will never change.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, like, family is going to be family. Like, family is literally, like, going to be there regardless of how you interact with them or not. Like, for example, like, with my own personal family and everything, we might not see each other as often as we could or as often as we should,
mm-hmm.
but that's still my family. They still know I love them to death and everything, and I would, you know, give my last to them if I had it.
Mm-hmm.
And everything, you know, mm-hmm. with the same mentality that as I'm getting older, I have to realize that, you know, I have my own life to live and I can't have my family to technically live vicariously through me
mm-hmm.
and everything. Like, whatever they did, like, especially for the ones that are older, whatever they did is on them. The decision making that they made, I mean, it's up to them to either pass that information, that advice on.
That wisdom down.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that wisdom can end up being hate, misery, like all of that type of stuff. So you really have to like balance, you know, what really is like good family advice versus bad family advice.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, it just kind of helps with continuing to be able to like build relationships with those friends that you mm-hmm. accumulate like over time and everything. And to be honest, how you operate with your family will ultimately determine how you interact with your friends.
With everybody.
Mm-hmm. And with everybody, to everybody. Be honest. Like, yeah. Relationship, like at work, church, all of that stuff.
And that leads me into my next, you know, question. What are some of the traits within your personality do you notice that you carry from your mother and your father? With me, per se, things that I've noticed that I have done in the past a few times was being passive with my family. But here's my thing. Like, I think I really do get that from my mom, like when it comes to like being passive towards family. But when you're in your own space and your own element and everything with your friends and all that stuff, you're not that passive person anymore. But at the same time, I guess being passive was just more so showing, having that different type of love and that different type of, you know, sympathetic moment for your family, just because that's who, you know, by the end of the day, that's your family, and you never want to do anything to hurt them because you love them more than anything.
Of course. Correct.
You know, so I've noticed that that sometimes within my personality, I think, you know, sometimes I get that like, let me just fall back. It is what it is or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, you know, you have those family members that you do have to check straight, you know.
Of course.
It just is what it is, because family will try you, for real.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah. First to try you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
For sure. You know? For sure, for sure.
I feel like I noticed a lot, especially as I've gotten older, I've noticed a lot about similarities between me and my parents.
Mm-hmm.
Which is funny. Me and my mom had a conversation about it the other day. It was my dad I was talking to. I think I just ended up telling it to my mom. But I was talking to my dad, and I did something. He was like, wow, that's just like me. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I didn't grow up around my dad a lot. You know, you know what I'm saying? So, like, he wasn't really, like, there.
Check you out. Get ready and get into the next question. Go ahead. I'm following you, though.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm following you.
Foreshadowing. But, you know what I'm saying? The biggest thing was for me, it's like, I think one huge thing I take from my dad is, no matter what, like, my dad, I've never really, there's only been one time that I've ever seen my dad get, like, rattled or spazzed, you know? And the only time that I've seen that from him was when his dad passed away.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, my dad has always, like, he's always got a smile on his face. He's always, you know, I want to help. He's always trying to give some advice. And, you know, that's one thing I've always appreciated about him, you know, because I've learned a lot from my dad, whether it be what to do or what not to do. Because, I mean, you know, sometimes still me being my own person, he'll give me advice and I'll be like, yeah, okay, sure. You know, but, you know, I always appreciate everything that comes from him. And when it comes to my mom, bro, like, you talk about a lady that, you know, raised two kids by herself, put them through college. She got, you know what I'm saying? She got, I'm flipping my phone over and stuff. She got a kid that's about to, my sister about to be a doctor, bro. Like, I'm tripped out about that, you know?
That's great.
But, you know, like, one thing, my mom, she's so giving, you know? She's very selfless to the point where she really made it a point after she had these kids where it's like, yo, y'all are my priority.
Mm-hmm.
And anything I have to do to make sure y'all is straight, I'm doing that. And for me, like, I've getting that kind of love as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at this point, like, that's why I am such a supportive mm-hmm. person. Like, I try to look mm-hmm. out for as many people as I can.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's like, at the end of the day, I know how it feels to be like, yo, I really want to do X, Y, and Z, or this is really what I believe in.
And have somebody be like, fan.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's exactly how my mom is.
So, man, shout out to my mom.
I tell her one thing. She gonna keep on talking about it more than me. I'm like, Lord, I'm on it. She's like, are you sure? Because if you need this and need that, I'm like, I got it, mom. I got it. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, so to be honest, my parents are exactly the same way. I was blessed to be able to have both of my parents active in my life for my whole life. And they both add significant pieces to the table for me.
Mm-hmm.
Starting off with my mom, which is technically my first queen. I still call her that to this day because, you know, she did exactly what she had to do to make sure that me and my sister was taken care of. You know, she would She will always be working everything. She instilled in us great morals, values, ethics, all of that good stuff. My mom is probably one of the hardest working women that I know, hands down. Like, to this day, she still works. She actually just told me the other day that she's thinking about picking up a second job. And I'm like, man, like, I need you healthy, because when things start taking off for me, like, I want you to be able to finally relax. Like, you know, she's one of the reasons why I grind the way that I do. Mm-hmm. Because I want to make sure that she can relax and she can, like, live her own life, and, like, all of the sacrifice that she made for me specifically, you know, I can be able to reciprocate that back to her and thank her in a way that I truly would like to. But yeah, like, I got, like, hard work, diligence, organization, being goal oriented, and all of those good things for my mom specifically. And then, like, going to my dad and whatnot, like, to be honest, my dad, I'm like a splitting image of my dad, like, as I get older. Like, just the way that he carries himself, like, he can be professional and be smooth at the same time, but he's also a gentleman. He's charismatic. He's mm-hmm. charming and all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And shout out to my dad specifically for just showing me how to treat women. Like, that, I think that's yeah. really,
that's huge.
That's really impactful. Important. Like, in today's that's society huge. Specifically.
Yes.
Like, you know, like, I know a lot of dudes who treat women like they're just trash.
Yeah.
Like they're nothing. And it's just like, bro, you can't do that.
And try to break them down mentally.
Yeah. You know, like, at the end of the day, we're all like, you know what I'm saying? Like, supposed to be, like, unified together and everything. And we're supposed to be able to, like, help each other and build each other up and stuff. And, like, I always tell people every time, like, my mom's taught me how to be a gentleman, and my dad showed me and everything. So, like,
that's
so important.
Yeah.
That's so important.
That's really why I carry myself the way that I do. But, like, my dad specifically provided me with, like, the vision, the ideas, the creativity. He is one of the reasons why, you know, I started my own, like, photography business and everything, because I really wanted to be able to, like, I don't want to personally work for anybody else. Like, when I get to a certain age and everything, I want to be able to do my own thing. And, you know, just seeing him do it for almost 40 years is tremendous. Like, mm-hmm. in my eyes, he is successful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, like, no matter if nobody else sees it, he knows that I see it. And just the fact that he was a dad, he was a father.
And was there. And
he was there, like, actively. Pretty much every accomplishment or achievement that I went through or going through and everything, whenever I needed, like, advice, he was there. And, mm-hmm. like, I personally believe as a man, it's important that you not only have your mother involved in your life, but your father just as much.
Yes.
Like, your father, they set the tone. They set the foundation for everything. Like,
definitely.
You know, I'm thankful to have a biological father, a spiritual father. Shout out to my pastor, Pastor Wilkerson, like, from the World Ministries family. Love you guys to death. And then I have my heavenly father and everything. So, like, I have, like, wisdom from three different aspects to be able to continue to shape and mold me into the man that I'm trying to become.
All right, now. All right. So, leading on to my next question, co-parenting, single parenting, and also, I got to turn off my live real quick. I'm sorry, y'all.
She don't want to give too much away for free.
Sure.
This show's so good, you shouldn't have to watch for free. Is it just me? Hey.
Anyway, single parenting, co-parenting, and growing up in a two-parent home. Basically, I want to start off with that. So I grew up where it was just my mom, just as my parent. Later on, my mom became the caretaker of my grandmother, and we moved in there. And from there, my grandmother kind of was more like a second parent to me as well. Like Austin said, they both shaped and molded me into the person, the young lady that I am today.
Absolutely.
My grandmother taught me, I always tell her, she always taught me how to be a lady. Strictly. Oh, man, if I could go back and rewind time and all the stories. Man, tights and all, stockings and all.
Oh,
knowing what length to wear your skirt,
yeah.
What length to wear your dress.
Curtsy.
Do I always follow it? Yeah, of course not. But, you know, by the end of the day, I know how a lady should act and how she should be approached, and also how to carry yourself as a young lady. And I appreciate her for that. I also grew up in church. So that helped and shaped and molded me as well. My mom and my grandmother were very on point when it came to that. And I appreciate them for that. And I always say, life without my mom and my grandmother, I don't know how it would be for me, because mm-hmm. that's not something, you know, that I even want to imagine. But by the end of the day, I know that they have impacted my life in such a way that I would be okay.
Absolutely.
If that makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Growing up with us with a single parent, it was different. Like Austin said, setting that foundation and having, you know, your mother and your father, and how important it is to have both of them there.
Definitely.
It really is, especially when it comes to like relationships and everything, because a lot of times, even though I had my mom, and you know how people, some people say, so a mom is supposed to be in a young girl's life because it's very important, and a father should be in a young man's life because it's very important. True. I can see why people say that, because I mean, hey, you have the same sex, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you can understand, you know, a guy's perspective by channeling into your father. You can understand a woman's perspective by channeling in with your mother. But at the same time, God put two parents for you here for a reason.
Yep,
to balance you out.
Yep.
You know? And sometimes I can be honest, I don't have all that balance, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, that can affect the kid in a way as well.
Right, definitely.
I grew up without my father. No shade, no hard feelings, none of that. But I do often wonder, like, what role would he have played really when it came to certain things, like within relationships and everything, and trying to really understand my certain ways of thinking when it comes to, I don't know if I can say, like, I don't know, a male perspective kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always been that down to earth person who always had more male friends than female friends. And I just don't understand, like, okay, like, how does that work? How does that play into, like, did I figure it out or didn't I? Or is it certain things that you haven't figured out yet? Just as time goes on, you know, you start to really, like, think about it, and you start to actually correct yourself in certain things. So,
mm-hmm.
you know. Yeah.
Okay.
No, definitely. Because I really believe that balance is key.
Mm-hmm.
For me, growing up with single mother,
mm-hmm.
I do recognize that there were some things that could have been different. But see, the way I look at my life, I wouldn't have changed anything.
Right.
I really appreciate everything that I've been
through. Exactly.
But at the same time,
in
like
the back
said,
of your mind, you still be like,
what if?
What if?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, what if? Like I'll sit back and I'll think. Like, I mean, my dad not being in my life has nothing to do, like, that's no
right.
you know, bash on his character, nothing like that. Because whatever happened with him and my mom before I got here,
that's
their,
strictly them.
Yeah, that's
correct.
their
you
know, thing to have to work out.
Right.
But the thing is that instant still affected me in some way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm. And as you get older, you just like,
yeah.
Duh, I mean, I am who I am. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
You know. And like, so, but like, I say one thing, my mom did a hell of a job of trying to make sure that, you know, I understood that.
Both perspectives.
Yeah. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Like, the thing is like, she made sure that, like, I understood who I am.
Big facts.
But at the same time, she also helped me to understand, like, how to maneuver, you know what I'm saying, differently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it's, my mom, she always said, she told me all the time, like, you know, I can't be your dad.
Yep.
I can't show you how to be a man.
My mom
you know?
Said the same thing.
Yep,
but same she said the one thing I can do is I can just show you the best that I can.
Yep.
You know, growing up with that, like, I will say, I know for 100% myself, I am a bit more emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And in the last couple of years, I've definitely been tuning into my logical side a bit
mm-hmm.
more. You know, but like, again, I don't see that as like a hindrance. I see that as like I'm a well-rounded person
yep.
at the end of the day. Because
and a strong person too.
Right.
Like that.
Because I feel like if you're born with everything, your life is boring. Like you literally have nothing to work for. But if you're born with a disadvantage and then you take the initiative to say, like, okay, you know what? I'm weak in this area, and this area. So now I'm going to, like.
Imperfection makes you perfect.
Boom.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Because now you have something to work towards.
Yep.
And then I'm a firm believer that when you work to get something, it means so much
better.
More. Yeah, it means so much more than just having it. You know what I'm saying? So like I'm so excited for the journey of like who I'm going to be.
Yes.
Like I feel like I'm good now, but man, when y'all see me at 40, 50, even 30, bro, give me 4 years.
Hey y'all, his chest on swollen everything.
Right.
He feeling
legit. Ooh, y'all see the
he felt that.
Yeah, though, Marion Icebox. It was one of them things. Yeah.
You know, but no, I mean, definitely, balance is key. You know, and Austin, one thing you said, it definitely stood out to me for the simple fact that, like, understanding how I grew up in a situation where it was just my mom, you know, hearing you say, like, it's important to have the dad to be able to show you. Because the thing is, like, the moms can't be dads.
Yeah.
That's just
correct.
That's just the fact.
Can't.
So having, learning masculinity from a masculine presence is so necessary.
Yes.
Because I feel like, because I'm blessed for the simple fact that my mom was not a, like, even if she was a scorned woman, I never knew that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
She never talked bad about my dad. She never, like, bashed him. She never drilled it
don't
in my
you
head.
Love
like,
women like
don't
that,
be,
though? Yeah. Who never have to throw the shade. Just,
yeah. She's like, she never
have to throw the shade.
She never drilled it in my head, like, no, you don't want to be like him and this and that and da 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 da. Like,
and you know what, Keith? My mom was always like that, too. She never, ever talked bad about my father. She
right.
never talked bad about any of them, actually,
you know.
And that was one thing that you can't do anything but respect that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it's your walk that you have to experience this journey with that person for yourself.
Exactly.
Because when they met that person, they're experiencing a whole nother type of, you know, a whole another type of personality, a whole another human being.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to make that walk and make that effort to
definitely
find out for yourself, or either build that relationship for yourself. And
definitely
that was one thing that I've always respected about my mom. Like,
mm-hmm,
seriously.
Yeah.
You know, so it goes a long way, you know, and I definitely appreciate her for, you know, not putting me in that situation just for the simple, like I said, I wouldn't change anything about my upbringing.
Yeah.
But I do recognize that things definitely could have been better. Or not, I wouldn't necessarily say better, but different depending on situations, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, just to add to what you guys have already said and everything. So not only have I been in a co-parenting home, I've also been in a single parent home as well.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that I've had both of my parents in my life has been a blessing. But there was a time where it ended up being a single parent home, mm-hmm, on both aspects, where I spent a significant amount of time in my mom's place and then, mm-hmm, in my dad's place.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned significant things from both aspects. And to be honest, sometimes I believe that, you know, why parents may not necessarily want to break up or anything and stuff, it does take a toll on the child as well.
Definitely.
Like, it definitely takes a toll on the child. During my teenage years and everything is when it got, like, really bad for me personally.
Mm-hmm.
And it was almost to where it's like, you know, I felt like I was like, I had to, like, pick sides.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I'm backed into a corner to that degree where it's like two people that I love and they want me to, like, choose sides,
mm-hmm,
9 times out of 10, I'm going to choose myself.
Yeah.
Because,
right, for sure,
you know, at the end of the day, I'm going to, like, be pulled too much to where now there's none of me left.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's two of you, but now it's none of me.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, there's no disrespect to my parents and everything. Like I said, you know, they both raised me to be the young man that I am today. It's just sometimes, you know, growing up, I had this idea of having that fairy tale, like, life where your parents,
yes,
were married and things of that nature.
And I thought my life was supposed to be like the, I mean, an episode of Fresh Prince, but, like,
yeah,
you know.
Y'all, exactly, want to be honest, I never had that.
What?
That
type of-
Never
no.
had that, like, that idea.
You never just watched the Cosby Show and was like, damn,
I mean,
they look happy.
Yeah. No, because I was happy. I, like, I don't know. Like, basically, I was happy, like, with my life. I mean, yeah, granted, like, okay, didn't grow up with my father. But at the same time, it was hard for me to miss somebody who wasn't there.
Yeah,
or right. to even picture having this with sacrificing this mm-hmm. when I have nothing to compare it to.
Definitely.
You know, so definitely. It was like, it wasn't like, okay, like, yeah, a two-parent home, like I've always wanted that. But it was like, how can I want something that I don't even know any, I don't know this person, you right. know? So I don't know. He could be bringing in drama for all I know. You know
True.
What I'm saying?
True.
Or he could bring in some positivity. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or some negativity, whatever. It's just, it was hard for me to picture that and, you know, still trying to figure that whole thing out without sacrificing what I do have. Because mm-hmm. sometimes you have to concentrate on the positives and how this works and how that works and this, that, and the third, blah, 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 blah. That's just like, if anything, I always had a dream of being rich. Like, yeah. I wanted to be born into a family
born
with
into
wealth.
That first prince, like.
Like, yeah. I'm like, shoot, I don't care if that had a mama or a daddy. You know what I'm saying? Like, as long as I got the money.
Yeah, rich uncle, but, what's happening?
Right, rich uncle, what's happening? Happening? And it was funny because that's how I thought. And it was like, if I said that out loud, people would be like, really? I'm like, yeah, I mean...
Yeah,
can't miss something you ain't never hey.
I mean, I ain't never had $1 million, but I miss that so bad. Come on back to me, please.
Right.
Money isn't everything though, y'all. Seriously.
It's not everything.
But it'll help.
It definitely helps.
I'd rather be sad with the option to buy whatever I want
okay.
than sad and like, okay. damn, I can't even buy a double
through.
Cheese. Like,
come
god
through.
Damn.
Come through.
Man, I ain't gonna hold you up. A double cheese do sound real good right now.
Man.
And y'all, I just had some jerk chicken and I'm still hungry.
Dang, because you only had like 4 pieces.
I know, right?
You barely ate any fries.
That's because those fries
were
dry.
They was kind of dry.
You see what I'm saying?
But I did the lime, though. That's why, you know what I'm saying?
You know, you like all that stuff.
Little lime juice on there.
I'm not. I'm okay. Anyway.
Real quick, I just wanted to say, just picking back on something that Keith said. So you mentioned, like, Fresh Prince and everything.
Yeah. Yep.
I thought it was, there's this powerful scene. I know you guys have seen it several times before.
Yeah, with the father.
With the father. Mm-hmm. I mean, to be honest, like.
I felt that.
Yeah, like, and it's so crazy because even though I had my father actively in my life and still do, I still felt that scene for, like, a lot of people who, like, I'm close to, who
mm-hmm.
didn't have a father figure active in their life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for one, like, it almost made me believe, like, because I used to hear speculations that Will Smith, like, really didn't have his father in his life.
Mm-hmm.
But then they said that he did. But, like, he made it believable to where, like, he didn't have his father in
yeah.
his life.
Yeah.
And then Uncle Phil technically was his father.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, just to see, you know, it opened up my eyes and broadened my horizons on people who don't have active fathers in their life to help me to be more humble about my own personal situation, but also to be more aware that not everybody's in the same predicament that I'm in.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, because, like, like, as you just said and everything, like, you know, she personally never really wanted that because it's like, how could you want something that you don't even know about? How could you miss it type
mm-hmm.
of deal? So, you know, I think that's important to just, like, signify that, you know, it's like scenes like that, like
yeah.
when we see in the media, can really shape, like, our awareness and, like, our personalities and just mm-hmm. our opinions on a lot of, like, topics.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
All right. So, you guys, immediate family versus your extended family.
Mm-hmm.
How are those relationships, meaning, like, you know, how you have that third cousin, that fourth cousin, that fifth cousin that you barely even know, or maybe you do know them, maybe you all grew up together or whatever the case might be, but that immediate family home, your brother, your sister, you know, your mom, your dad,
yep.
How are those relationships, meaning, like, how do they compare to each other? I'm gonna go last.
I can start on this one. My immediate family, I think over the years we've grown close because I have, biologically speaking, I have 2 sisters, both mm-hmm. older than me. I'm the baby. I have 1 sister by my mom, 1 sister by my dad. And it's so funny how, like, we react now versus, like, how we were back in the day. When I was younger, they used to they still kind of clown me to this day about how, like, I used to be like a crybaby and all of this stuff, and how I used to like always ask, well, I used to always like never did anything, but they got to do everything and stuff. And, you know, sometimes I used to not necessarily get offended by it, like growing up and everything, but it was more or less like, I wish I had the type of freedom that they had, like growing up as teenagers and everything. Mm-hmm. I understand where my parents were coming from when it came to like the whole aspect where, you know, the society that we live in now is like changing compared to like when they were growing up.
Definitely.
But I think at some point you just had to like trust and just be like, you know what? Like nothing's going to happen to my baby. Like it's going to be all right.
Mm-hmm.
Immediate family wise, to be honest, we are thick as thieves. Like I have like a host of nieces and nephews from both of my sisters and everything. And I love them all to death. You know, they all call me Uncle Austin and everything. And I'm like that uncle who's like the vibrant, fun person and everything, whatever. Like I can dance with them, like all them new dance moves they be down to do. Like I can do that with them. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Be whipping and nay-nay and be Millie rocking and everything.
You know what I'm saying?
They Millie rock don't be as sturdy as mine. I ain't gonna lie to you. that's all me.
Right,
yeah,
right.
They can dance too.
Oh, yeah. Millie Millie rock be so sturdy.
Bro, you can do everything.
Listen. If I could just Millie rock, if that was the only dance that I did for the rest of my life, I'd be satisfied.
I'd be good.
But
okay, so how we get to Millie rocking on?
It was a quick sidebar.
Because cool. You Millie rock with your immediate family. That's how tight.
You be pushing.
On Millie rock on every block. On every block with the fam.
You love to push it.
Push it to the limit.
But you know, it's funny, like, so going into like the extended family, like it's funny how sometimes when you have a significant age gap between your like siblings and whatnot, you tend to gravitate to your extended family, like your first, second cousins and things of that nature, who can be in the same age range as you.
Mm-hmm.
I have quite a few of them who like I either look up to, they look up to me, or it's kind of like in the same gap where we balance each other. Mm-hmm. You know, I could list off a few, but I'm not, just because it's too many to name personally on both sides of the family.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, sometimes it feels as if I can talk to my extended family more than I can talk to my own immediate family. And that's including parents as well. Like, I have uncles and aunts who I could probably talk to about certain topics or certain situations quicker than I can talk to my parents about. Mm-hmm. You know, just because I don't want to feel awkward or weird about, you know, telling them about, like, you know, whatever. Yeah. You know, it could be something as small as like school.
Is that more so because you feel like they see you a certain type of way?
Correct.
Okay.
Absolutely. I mean, just because the way that they brought me up and everything, they already have this expectation of who they want their son to be.
Right, right.
Versus somebody who didn't really see me grow up, they don't. It's not biased.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, it's not already a pre-perceived notion. It's more or less like, okay, this is my nephew, you know, whatever he's going through and everything, like I just have to be supportive.
Definitely.
Right. And not saying that parents can't do that. But
they
parents
tend
will
to
be
get,
biased.
Yep. They yeah, tend because to be they biased want towards the you, situation.
Yeah, they want a certain reaction or a certain thing from you. You
exactly.
know what I'm saying? So, definitely. I have... Oh, I'm sorry, did you want
to... No. Go
ahead. She says you're going to go last.
I have... So, my immediate family core goes a little something like this. There's my mother, my grandmother, and my grandfather, and my sister, and then there's me. So growing up, me, like, everybody was close, of course. Like, when you're young, you know what I'm saying, like, just growing up, everybody was close. My grandma's house was where we all hung out. You know, everybody chilling, you know, family dinners, like, you know, that the whole thing. You know, we watching movies and doing all that sort of stuff like that.
The amount of nostalgia in that statement.
Man. You know? Like, I'm talking about, we sitting back watching Kings of Comedy on VHS. We got the barbecue going and just everything. You know what I'm saying? It all just comes back to you. But as I started to get a little bit older, the thing to me that kind of disrupted things for me was, again, I told you guys earlier, my sister is about to graduate her PhD. She's about to be a doctor.
Congratulations, sis.
My sister has always been very smart, always been very intelligent. One thing that kind of affected me in a negative aspect, though, was us always going to the same school. I constantly got compared to my sister. So it's always like, oh, you're Ashley's brother. So you should be doing X, Y, and Z. And it's like, I'm really not into that, though. Right. Like, I was
so lucky to skip that. I came 11 years later. So yeah. It was like, Deja.
You see, Deja. I'm 3 years after my sister. You see what I'm saying? Oh. So they fresh. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, you Ashley, brother? Oh, man, let me. And it's like, slow down. You know what I'm saying? And that comparison in school led me to kind of, I felt like my individuality was being compromised. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, even my teachers, they're not excited to see. Yeah, they're not excited to see Keith. They excited to see Ashley, brother. Because, shit, Ashley was a great student. So you about to be, yes, I got some relief. You know what I'm saying? It's like, nah, bro, I want to chill with my friends in the back of the class and shoot the shit and fuck off, too. Like, I don't really, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to be as involved. Like,
fuck off, too.
Right.
Like, now, don't get me wrong. I've always been a smart kid. But, like, I've just always prioritized fun in my life. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So that ended up kind of coming back home. To where now, as my grades are slipping because I'm not paying as much attention in school, my mom is looking like, hey, what's going on? Your sister is doing X, Y, and Z. Why aren't you, you know what I'm saying, performing at this level? So, again, there's a lot of comparison. And through it all, me and my sister, of course, we were siblings. Just like any sibling, we fought, you know what I'm saying? We get into it, but we always loved each other. My sister, when she got to high school, her ninth grade year, I was going into sixth grade. My sister got diagnosed with lupus.
Oh, wow.
In high school, her freshman year. My sister literally spent the next 4 years in the hospital. She I could honestly count on like four hands how many times my sister actually went physically to school in 4 years and still graduated third in her class. Like, she was that, like, on top of her shit.
Right.
But the thing is like, because she spent so much time in the hospital,
right,
during those, like, I'm 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th grade, like, my formative years, like, we didn't really have time to really connect. And I was going through so much because at that point, all the stuff, like, my dad not being there and, you know, the comparisons and now, like, me and my mom are getting into it. It's just, it was a lot going on.
Yeah, you got to form your own identity.
Yeah, you know, and
you're going to end up battling with yourself.
I was fighting with a lot. You know, one of my best friends at the time was going through some things and he was, like, legally getting in trouble and, you know, I'm want to be there with him, but, like, he's doing things that really aren't the right way. And my mom's like, stay away from these people. Stop doing this stuff. And I'm like, but this is what I want to do. And it's just a lot going on.
Right.
So I had a period where me and my family, outside of my grandmother, because my grandma has always been loved, my grandma's always been support. Me and my family were really kind of rocky terms. It wasn't till about, I want to say, after I graduated high school, to me, where I felt like things started to come back around for the simple fact that now people are starting to give me the freedom to explore my own options.
Right.
See things my own way. But I mean, at this point now, I mean, we've worked through a lot. You know, I've had a lot of deep and intense conversations with my mom and my sister recently in the past couple years. And yeah, I mean, that relationship is one that there's nothing anybody can do, nothing on this earth that could break that. There's nothing that I wouldn't do for, you know, my mom, my sister, my grandma, my grandfather. Like, there's nothing I wouldn't do for them. And honestly, I appreciate going through the gauntlet with that for the simple fact that, again, I appreciate that relationship deeper because I was going through some shit.
Yeah.
And it was it would have been very easy for them to turn their back and be like, bro, you wildin', fuck off. Like, right. we don't want nothing to do with you.
We want no parts.
Right. However, they didn't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They stuck by and they wanted me to, like, yo, you're better than that. We see what your potential can be. Mm-hmm. Now you need to see it. You know what I'm saying? And for that, I'm eternally grateful, you know?
Yeah. And just basically, like, to also follow up with what you guys were saying, like, with the immediate family and the extended family, I feel like when it comes to, like, people, like, who you're closest to, of course, you know, you're going to automatically cling to your immediate family first. Because, I mean, those are the individuals who have grown up in the home with you.
Right.
You know, like you said, they see your flaws. They know they notice certain things about you that sometimes you don't even notice about yourself, mm-hmm. which also makes them more comfortable, mm-hmm. you know, and it does bring on that bias opinion, you know?
Yes, it does.
So, and with that being said, like when it comes to like your extended family, I don't know, really, a lot of my extended family, I really want to say like, you know, we're strangers to each other, but at the same time, I feel like we can all know each other a little bit more. I know I've always tend to cling to my mother and my grandmother. Once again, just because mm-hmm. I came 11 years later. That's what people have to understand.
Right.
Okay, so I'm coming in to my mom already has three kids. All three kids are 2 years apart. Oh. So not only is did she already have three kids, but they're all 2 years apart. So they're literally, like you said, they're falling behind each other. Mm-hmm. All of them, it's you like know, going trio. To school, close right?
Yeah.
Going mm-hmm. to school together. You know, one Everybody person getting ready to graduate, this yep. person about to come in, but this person still has this person, you mm-hmm. know, in school. So it was like, it was just me when I came along. So, which is fine at the same time, because, you know, I'm a very standout individual, you know.
But, oh my gosh, deja vu.
But it also gave me that comfort in becoming who I wanted to be, mm-hmm. and not being able to live behind someone else's shadow at the same time.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing, being the youngest, you know, and I'm used to basically growing up by myself with just my mom and my grandmother. And then you have siblings all of a sudden, like, trying to tell you what to do. And it's like, okay, like, you were doing this, you were doing that, you were doing that. You guys are grown. You know, everybody has their own life at this point.
Right.
But coming back in, okay, Deja knows what she wants and who she is as a person. And all of a sudden, you know, now we got big sister here, big sister there, big brother there. And I'm just like, I'm not used to all of this interaction. Like, mm-hmm. that it's kind of hard, you know, because you still have to stand your ground, you being the youngest, and them automatically just always looking at you as, okay, you're a kid. No.
So let me ask you really quick. Was it almost like, even though you had three siblings, was it still like you were only child almost? Did it feel like that?
Yeah, because everyone was older than me. Everybody was grown. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We got, I think my sister is the one who is right before me.
Okay.
The one who came before me, she's 37, I believe. And then you got my sister and my brother following behind that. So it's a big age difference there. Mm-hmm. And with that being said, you know, it has its pros and it has its cons.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what I'm trying to say. I know that sounds kind of like everywhere, what I just said. But
not really.
It kind of did. I kind of was spacious a little bit. Sorry. Tried to sum it up into words without making it seem like it was something that it wasn't.
But, yeah, definitely.
But I know with being the youngest, it's kind of hard to like get everyone else to see who you are as a person and how you want things and how you want it to go,
mm-hmm.
and being respectful of that. So that's what I was basically piggybacking with you, Austin. So
okay.
I don't know how big of an age gap it is with you and the sibling before you, but mm-hmm. I know that sometimes, you know, that has its pros and its cons and its little issues and obstacles, just like anything else. So.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just to answer your question really quick, I mean, so my oldest sister, she's 11 years older than me. And then my other sister is 8 years older than me.
You guys don't know something weird? Me and Austin have the same birthday. Hey. And now he's telling me that his sibling is 11 years mm-hmm. older than you. That is so weird.
Yeah. It's funny, I gotta do things. That's
Freaky Friday on a Sunday.
And he's just in his own little world. Let him stay on his own planet.
Right.
Because we ain't visiting that one.
Hey, it's a nice place. You should come sometimes.
Nah, I'm good.
I'm screaming.
You know, but I mean, honestly, the most important thing I feel like is, no matter what, family is really where it all starts. Family is the core. It's the it's the driving factor behind all of who we are. No matter how much we try to run from it, we are our family is us, and we really can't hide that fact. You know, we can't pick our family, we can't run from them. All we can do is really love them. You know, and I feel like the sooner we can get to understand ourselves and understand our family, you know, I think that definitely helps to make life a lot better.
And the love is what keeps it going.
There we go.
Absolutely.
The love is what keeps it strong, you know. And also just knowing that somebody's there for you through thick and thin, like you said, through the blood and through the watery moments. You know what I'm saying? You can you guys can fall out or whatever the case might be, or stop talking for 2 seconds. But just know that person is going to be right there when you need them.
Definitely. Definitely. So shout out to all the family out there. Hey. We love y'all. Shout out to our Levels family, because we appreciate y'all. We are building the family up.
Appreciate you
and
all.
And of course,
you.
We want y'all to be a part of the family. So make sure y'all do follow us on Instagram at @Levels_Detroit. Check out our Facebook page, Levels Podcast. We are going to be posting. We are going to be everywhere. You're going to see our faces. We are going to be showing you a lot of who we are, just because we want to open up to y'all so y'all can feel comfortable opening up to us, and we can create a community of love and just make this thing grow so we can all level up.
Good vibes only, everybody.
All right.
God bless.
Well, again, from Austin, from Deja, this is Keith. We are signing off. Levels Podcast, episode 1. It has been a success.
Hey,
we will see y'all next time. Peace.
See you.
Have a good one.